reading you to the from the fourth chapter of the book of James, and with the third verse. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been preaching the gospel ever since. Oh, friends, listen, I've been a director of 3 rescue missions. I've been in full-time evangelism. I've had been on radio for 35 or 40 years, I don't know how many, but I pastored 2 churches. But the greatest joy God has ever given me is when He started me and my quartet and my wife going to state and federal prisons. Oh, friends, I wouldn't trade with anybody, because you see, every Sunday that we go to prison, or every Friday or Saturday, there's souls saved. And just, you say, well, Cecil, over the 25 years that you've been going to prison, how does that add up? Well, that adds up to thousands and thousands of men and women that gave their hearts to Christ. It's made a difference in our world, I'm sure. Listen, I'll be with you for 30 minutes tonight. Won't you kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of ice tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? I'd like to label my message today, Going to Hell from a Church Pew. Reading to you from Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 20th verse, For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus always made things crystal clear. And Jesus never beat around the bush, otherwise he told it just like it was. The pastor who led me to Christ certainly was like that. Oh, friends, he never muckied around and told me this and that. He told me that if I'd repent of my sins and invite Christ into my heart, he would save me, deliver me from alcohol, and make a man of me. And that's exactly what he did. Friends, I'm sorry to say, but many of our churches are filled with modern-day Pharisees. I won't tell you what prison that we go to, but there's a certain chaplain, he's no longer there, who does not believe in the virgin birth, does not believe that there is a hell, and I don't understand why he wanted to be a prison chaplain. The prisoners never even would even talk to him, because they knew he was a phony and a fraud. I'll never understand why anyone would want to do that. When you go to prison, brothers or sisters, you better be called, because it's not an easy ministry. It's a wonderful ministry. Oh, I wouldn't trade with the pastor of the largest church in America today for my prison ministries. You say, I'm a church member. Hey, the Pharisees were the churchgoers of the day. They wouldn't miss church for anything. Some religions teach that unless you attend church every day, you won't get to go to heaven. Well, I challenge anyone in listening to my broadcast to show me where that appears in the Bible. Folks, man-made religion is a dangerous thing. Case in point. Do you remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross? There were 2 malefactors on the crosses, too. The one malefactor made mockery of Jesus. He said, if you are Jesus, come down off that cross and save yourself. You saved others. But the other malefactor said this man has done no wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said, from this day forth, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Please notice, this thief died on the cross. He never joined a church. He never was baptized. These things are important, but they're not essential for salvation. Now, I'm not putting down the church or any religion, but recently we were in a Lyman State prison. After the service, this young man was standing there looking kind of forlorn. I walked up to him and I said, son, if you were to die today, where would you go? He looked at me surprised and said, "Well, I'm going to heaven. Why shouldn't I? I'm a member of a Catholic church." I said, "Son, that tells me absolutely nothing. The Bible doesn't say by belonging to a church you'll go to heaven. It tells us in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest man should boast." You didn't see anything in there about belonging to a church? Of course you didn't. You know, a few years ago, I was preaching a revival in a little town near the Canadian border called Blaine, Washington. This young man who had been working with me said, "Cecil, my dad's an alcoholic, and I'm going to bring him to service tonight, and I hope you can talk to him." Well, after the service, we had donuts and coffee, and I tried to talk to Mr. Harsh, but he didn't want to talk to me. A couple of nights later, about 11 o'clock, his son called me and said his dad had suffered a stroke. He said, "Could you come to my home quickly?" My wife and I drove to their house, and all of them were standing around the bed, and I asked all of them to leave, and I said, "Mr. Harsh, you may never see another sunrise." And he said, "I know it." I said, "If you were to die tonight, where will you spend eternity?" He said, "In heaven." I said, "How do you know?" He said, "Because I'm a member of the First Lutheran Church." I said, "That's not enough." "Well," he said, "I've been baptized." I said, "That's not enough." He said, "Well, I was confirmed when I was 12. I said, "That's not enough." Then he said, "What must I do?" I said, "Well, just like what's name told the jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth cometh unto me, I'll no wise cast out." And I shared my own testimony, and I told him I, too, had been an alcoholic. Well, then I asked him, I said, "Mr. Harsh, would you like to turn your back on the old way of life and come to Jesus and ask him to come in your heart?" And he said, "I would." Well, about 2 days later, I went to the hospital, and I said, "Mr. Harsh, I just got to read this." So I read the 14th chapter of John to him and had a word of prayer with him, and a tear come to his eye. Well, do you know what? Shortly after that, God took him home. But you know, friends, listen, at this Mr. Harsh's funeral, this is what the pastor said. He said, "Mr. Harsh holds in his hand the dearest thing known unto man, his baptismal certificate." That certificate was worthless as far as getting Mr. Harsh into heaven. In 1 John 5:13, "I write these things to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." Not "I hope so," "I plan on it," "Yes, I do want to go to heaven." Well, listen to what Jesus said. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land, and do one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself." I say, well, I pray. Well, let's see if you're ahead of the Pharisees. Matthew 23:14. "Woe unto the scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses for a pretense, making prayers. Therefore ye shall receive a greater damnation." And these Pharisees were pretending on being Christians, but they were phony. We have false preachers on radio and TV today. Oh, my stars. Just, I tell you, turn some of these TBN stations on about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and listen to these people. And you'll get sick at your stomach. Did you read on where that woman that this group out of Kansas City now are telling people they're glad that these soldiers are killed? Oh, my stars in the morning. And this woman, this man asked this woman on TV, "Well, would Jesus do that?" She said, "Absolutely, he'd be standing with us." That person is not right. You got to read the Bible. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God is a God of love. Yes, he is a God of wrath when those will reject Jesus Christ as Savior. But he's a God of love. And, you know, some people think that God stands up in heaven with a ball bat, and every time you make a mistake, he whaps you up alongside the head. That's not true. That's not true, dear friends. And he's not an old Santa Claus. He's not a gray-haired old man. He is an almighty, righteous, holy God that loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for us. Oh, friends, if that doesn't do something for you, you are dead from the neck down. Now, these people were religious but lost. Someday Jesus tells us that they will come before him and say, Lord, didn't we cast out demons? Didn't we do this? Didn't we perform miracles? Jesus said, be gone, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. One time, one of my radio listeners here in Denver called me on the phone and said, oh, Brother Mo, he said, evangelist so-and-so prophesied over me last night, and he said that God was going to give me a big motorhome so I could go travel and preach. He wasn't even called to preach, but he said to call to preach. He said he wanted to preach. And he said, did you have a motorhome? And so I just, were you going to give it to me? I said, no, I'm not going to. Sure, I'll give it to you. Bring 50 big thousand clams out here, and I'll sell it to you. He got real mad. Anybody stands over and tells you that God is going to do this and tells you to go to that person and get it from is full of prunes. Don't you buy it, my friends. Listen, if God wants someone that comes to you and says, God told me to come and you're going to give me $500. In the meantime, God would have told you. God is not a God of confusion. Come on, friends. These crackpots out here, they're making claims. They're selling their little hankies, and they're doing this and that. I tell you, try the spirits. My Bible said, try the spirits. See if they're of God or man. You see, I live a clean life. All right. Let us look at the standards the Pharisees set in Matthew 23:25. Woe unto you, you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within you are full of extortion and excess. Last but certainly not least, you say, I've come out of the world. Hey, the Pharisees were separated people. Their garb were distinct of their religion. Their religious robe means absolutely nothing to God. These were religious snobs of the day, Matthew 23:5. But the works they do is to be seen of man. They were separated only to make a show. I'm ashamed today to say that there are so many professing Christians with their nose up in the air so high that if it rained, they'd drown. Folks, I said all that to ask you, where are you going to spend eternity, heaven or hell? The decision is up to you. Jesus said, I'm not trying to get you to join my denomination. I'm trying to get you to put your trust in Jesus. Are you going to hell from a church pew? Well, friends, that decision is up to you. Do you want to trust Jesus tonight? You know, Cecil, I do have a tugging at my old heart tonight. I feel so empty. I feel so alone. I feel so lost. Well, listen, maybe that's God saying, son, daughter, come to me. I want to give you a new life, and he can do it. Oh, friends, he changed me a no-good alcoholic. And I haven't drank for 51 years. To God be the praise and the glory. I give him all the praise because he did it. Oh, friends, if you're lost tonight and you don't want to go to hell, here's a prayer. I'd like to have your prayer, but oh, don't pray it, beloved, unless you mean it. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, get on the phone. Sit down and write me a letter. Cecil Moe, Post Office Box 745, Littleton, Colorado 80120. Put your phone number in there. I'll call you if you'd want to talk to me. I will not ask you for any money. I do not keep a mailing list. I do not mail out things to people to get them to support us. I don't do that. Oh, friends, I want to help you. I don't care where you go to church. I just care where you spend eternity. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to stay sweet, keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.